Blog Talk Radio.
How was your flight?
It was good. It was really, really long. The longest flight ever. So, what?
To be with you on a wonderful Wednesday. It is hump day, and I'm hoping everybody had a truly, truly awesome day today, a blessed day that you had an opportunity to accomplish things you needed to. If not, you can do it tonight or whatever opportunity you have before the 12 o'clock midnight hour. Again, Talking Sports Plus is a Smithway production. And we're glad to be able to put on another one of our shows. We did it last night, which was the Dr. Lowe Show. So, again, we're excited. Our call-in number is 347-857-4192. Now, the question in your mind is, why should I check out Talking Sports Plus? Being myself the host, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, I just give you the pleasure of being a part of something that's special. We feel like it's very special. We are the voice, the only network considered to be the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. We're going to focus on the hottest topics. Yes, within the historical black colleges and universities, the many topics in the high school, but we're also going to look at professional sport, what we call our coach's corner. So we, again, excited to be able to touch on each one of those areas. Now, if you want to check the show out on by web link or internet, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Wade Production. We're also being broadcast by Facebook, which is facebook.com/DR, which is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith, as well as we're being broadcast on Instagram. And at Instagram, we got Lorenza D. Smith 15. And I tell you, Wednesday is hump day in the middle of the week. We truly just believe the day is just a day that we can accomplish many things. And if you did, fine. If you plan on doing a little later up until the midnight hour, do it. But you have a chance to do it because it is now. Again, I thank those individuals that's joining me on Facebook. I appreciate you. You're tagging, putting things in there. Let me know you're watching, as well as Instagram. And also my team. I have two of the team members that are joining me. And one of them is, I consider to be our new team member. I do appreciate him joining. He was with me last night. So, again, I was real excited about having him with me last night. We had an awesome show last night. We talked about some relationships. And we just had people buzzing. They were just reply. That's what it's all about. We want to share some things tonight. The other ways of connecting with this show and our team members, you can go to our email, which is talkingsportsplus@gmail.com. Go to our Twitter, we have a list of Twitter accounts that you can tweet us at. You can go to @TalkingSportsPlus with the number one, @LorenzaDSmith, @ElliotDarrell with the number one, @TremaineEdward with the number seven. Then you're also @Coach, KOACH. _L_Smith. So those are the ways you can contact us and be a part of this and just share your thoughts. We would like for you to do it on Facebook. We'd like for you to make sure you email us if you feel comfortable doing that, or you just call in to our call-in number and just state what you want to do. What we ask you to do when you call in is 347-857-4192. If you have something you want to say, you got a comment, you got a question, you want to share some exciting news about what's going on in your neck of the woods, press 1. I identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to let us know your location, who are you, and what exactly. Just start talking with your comments, offer your expertise. So let's get this thing started. I'm going to make sure I introduce all of my co-hosts, that team members that work with us, but I'm going to start off with the ones that are here. We have an individual that's been with us since we decided to start this up, and I'm so glad to have this person on. He hails from North Alabama, originally from the Montgomery area, but he's living up in Meridianville. So proud to have him. He's our king. He's a young man to have a slogan, a saying that ain't no fun when the rabbit has begun. He's have the great opportunity of winning Reddit 6 Girls Championships in the last 7-8 years. He's also won 2 Boys Championships. This is in basketball at the middle school level, back-to-back. The Girls Championship is back-to-back as well. And also been a part of a middle school football championship. None other than the king, Coach Tremaine Edwards. How you doing, Trey?
How y'all doing tonight, man? Glad to be here, Dr. Smith. Hot topics, baby. Let's get this thing rolling, baby.
Awesome, awesome. All right, our next, and he's a new member of our show. He was with us last night, so I'm so glad to have him again tonight. This young man, he's our millennial. Now, we have the lady of the hour as a millennial, but we also have this young man, and I do appreciate him accepting the opportunity last night and doing it again tonight. So I do appreciate him doing that. He was outstanding last night, and he's going to bring you some knowledge from the young perspective of the millennial. None other than Coach Cameron Gilbert. How you doing? Gilbert. Cameron Gilmer. How you doing, Cameron?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Hey, awesome, awesome. I was telling you, they should have joined us last night, but some of them did. But we do appreciate it. We had an outstanding time last night. Again, I appreciate you joining us last night, and we appreciate each of our individuals on Facebook as well as Instagram and Blog Talk Radio last night being a part of our show, the Dr. Lowe Show, and we talked about real relationship issues. Again, we're going to get this thing going in a minute. Our title for tonight's show is For the Love of Winning. Hey, I just want you to think about it. Each of individuals are watching on Facebook, watching on Instagram, or on Blog Talk Radio, think about it. The title is For the Love of Winning. No matter what you're doing, you like winning. I mean winning. Like winning. And you do whatever it takes to win within and above and around where you're supposed to be morally right. Now, you can't just do anything. But
win at all costs, coach. Win at all costs.
Win at all costs. Whatever it costs. Ain't no fall when the rabbit got the gun. All right, before I move on, again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. And we want you to join us now. You can call in and be a part of them. I look at the board, and I see the board lit up, and I appreciate it lighting up every second. And we get individuals join us. Now, our other co-hosts, our team member, as I call them, he hails from South of Montgomery. We're so proud to have him. An individual who retired recently. Now he's just doing things that as he sees fit. He's known as Touchdown Tony. He's our high school expert, resident expert. Let me introduce to some and just share with you who this great young man is. Being a retiree, Coach Tony Touchdown Stalwart. How you doing, Tony?
I'm in. How you doing, my listeners? How you doing, my co-partners? How's everybody doing tonight?
Awesome, awesome, man. I tell you, we're glad to have you.
Glad to have you, sir.
Who is that I hear in the background?
Glad to have you, sir. We're glad to have you.
Glad to be here, my brother.
I tell you, and we're about to get ready to talk some sports, but we're going to have some fun we out here. But while we're on here, I want you to make sure, and I'm going to ask the team member that when you want to chime in, just say this is just your name and then chime in so individuals can recognize who's talking, because we want everybody to have the credit when they're sharing that great knowledge, and I do appreciate it. The title of the show, again, is For the Love of Winning. And we're going to start off looking at a situation that occurred recently, matter of fact, yesterday on Monday, in regards to a young man straight out of high school deciding to forego college. R.J. Hampton, number 5 overall recruit, number 2 point guard on ESPN 100. He's foregoing college to go to the professional ring. As you understand how we are set up here, we're not able to do it in the U.S. in our NBA status unless we go to the G League. So he chose to go to Australia and participate in that form of basketball. We're going to talk about that. But before I do that, I want to introduce the next co-host who's joining us. So I told the board is going to be full tonight. We're going to make it do what it do. This young man hails, we're going to run down at the coast of Alabama all the way up to Montgomery. He takes that train over to Troy and down from Troy to Dothan. He's the Don King of all things. He's the conductor of the E-Train, our radio personality, none other than Darryl E-Train Elliott. How you doing, Darryl?
Here comes the train coming down the track. You better get aboard because we ain't coming back on that train. What's going on? Everybody. Good evening, Dr. Smith. Glad to be here.
I tell you, it's going to be exciting. Y'all just get ready.
I like that intro. I love that intro.
There you go.
There you go, Dale.
We got Darryl. We got Cameron. We got Kermaine. We got Touchdown Tony Stalwart. We have them all. On here, we just missing our millennial, our female, but she's working on it. But that's all right. We still gonna make it do what it do. All right, let's check this thing out. We just mentioned about high school players leaving straight from high school and going to professional ranks, whether it's in Europe, Australia, or wherever it may be. But we know we can't do it here unless you go to the G League, something they're working on. I want your thoughts on the team. And again, I want you to keep in mind we have listeners on Facebook, Instagram, and Blog Talk Radio. Just let us know your name when you start talking team. Whoever's going to be first, start this thing off. Let's make it do what it do, team.
Touchdown, Tony Stallworth. Here's my take on that. What I do see here is opportunity, and what I do also see is a wake up call from international as opposed to U.S. when it comes to student athletes not being compensated for the services they provide. I thought that was a great move, considering the fact in Australia has a pool of developmental programs with a population over 12 million people there. Adam Silver had one issue with that. His issue was that the U.S. has the G League in place to offer opportunities, and he's very much somewhat stirred and going to investigate on how the G League is not an opportunity for this young man, as opposed to because the G League does not pick up, and leagues like Australia is going to be pulling the international players and getting them into a better situation. And what's going to happen is, our listeners, they're going to create their own league away from the NBA.
Touchdown. Let me say something. Whomever is on the line, everybody needs to mute their phones because that's what's happening. Somebody's being talked back through a speaker on their phone. So everybody mute, and when everybody's talking, when you get ready to talk, then you, my friend, can unmute your phone because that's what's happening.
Awesome. Thank you, Dara. All right, let's jump in here. Let's do it. Let's make it do what it do.
And half the stuff I didn't understand what Tony was saying, absolutely, because that sound was coming through across the phone.
Well, what I mentioned was this. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you pretty good now. Think we have we lost it, Tony?
I'm here.
Okay. You had anything you want to add to that? Yes.
Well,
I was trying to
reiterate that the reason why Australia is beginning to be one of the popular sites is because it is one of the largest populations. It has a huge population, and it promotes one of the largest developmental programs for basketball players. And what Silvers, the commissioner, is saying is that if we do not do anything in our G League here, then we're going to have another league, international league, away from the NBA. So that's something that has to take a lot of attention.
I don't know. Might be your phone kind of moving around a little bit, Tony, but we're going to kind of move forward. And if you would kind of work with it for a second, we're going to make sure we got some technical difficulty going here, but we're going to make it straight. If anybody else have anything they want to add to that, let's add it to it at this point. Take yourself off mute and share your thoughts about high school players, basketball players going straight out of high school to the professional rank, whether it's through the G League, but specifically with this young man going to Australia because he says one of the best opportunities because at a young age they start playing against adults, so they start playing professional basketball early as 14 years old. So we feel like this is a greater opportunity. All right, any other thoughts? And let's kind of share some thoughts on that.
Pros and cons on that, absolutely, because the reality is that it's an opportunity for a young man that probably wouldn't get an opportunity later on. Perhaps he is a good basketball player. And I don't know the rules, how it's set up, but if perhaps he's not academically astute to be at an Ivy League college or something like that to play. But the reality is it's a great opportunity for a young man, and that's going to be isolated. Not everybody's going to get that opportunity anyway. So I think it's a great idea. It's a good thing, and it probably has its pros and cons. But the reality is it's an opportunity for some young man who might not get the opportunity right here in the United States of Alabama. Back to you, Dr. Smith.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Any other thoughts on that team?
Yeah, I dive in. This is Tremaine that was speaking. I feel like if you're good enough, Dr. Smith, I think you should go. Someone's in this man here, in this young man there, telling him that he is good enough. Now, me, honestly speaking, like I told you, Dr. Smith, I'm not taking a chance. As a coach in the NBA, I'm not taking a chance on a guy from high school. I don't like that young talent, man. I got to deal with – I like them old jokers coming out of college. But, you know, every now and then you get some young jokers that can make a difference.
Old jokers.
Them old jokers, touchdown Tony, that one been there 3-4 years. Them players I like.
You'll be like the Lakers organization.
No, the Lakers ain't got no old. The only one old.
Yeah, but they ain't
got
no management.
The one scoring 30 points, 30, 40 points. All the rest of them was one and done. So that I won't be like the Lakers. You can get the Lakers out your mouth, sit down, Tony.
I respectfully disagree with you only one point. The law average said that young legs outlast old legs. Now, where your law average come from?
It comes from what the Lakers are doing now, what you're dealing with now with the Lakers. We waiting on a player to develop in the NBA. When I
well,
give you somebody.
Let me add this to it, and this may support what you're saying. The D-League don't just have young players. The D-League have players, and Darryl made a good point, too, talking about academics, but the D-League have players that are just about washed up, been turned down several times. This Australia League is a league that has one of the largest developmental programs there is, and what the NBA is scared of is that they're going to lose international players to that league, and they're going to develop a professional league over there, which is going to take a lot away from the G League here. So it has its pros and cons both ways, as Darryl would say. But right now, Commissioner Silver is feeling the need to find some way to defend that because, now, you know, let's say this now. The United States here, this country, has been the benefit of international players. Am I right?
Right.
Right.
You're right.
Go with teams like
they can't match the money.
One time, Dr. Smith and I looked at San Antonio's roster. Dr. Smith and I looked at San Antonio's roster, and Tony Parker was the closest to a non European league because his last name and he's European too.
it's the money. So that's gonna win them every time. So you're going to always get those European players because of your money over here in the States.
Awesome, awesome. And that's what we're talking about. We're just saying it's a good thing for those high school players to make a decision to come straight out of high school and move into a professional area of play. Now, one of the things we always, if we go back and think about, like even Kobe Bryant or LeBron James, or think about Chocolate Thunder, Daryl Dawkins, all those guys had to come in there and grow up pretty fast. A lot of them was a very mature to a sense, and they were being prepared in a way that they was able to come in and play, but a lot of them failed as well. A lot of them failed. Now we're talking about with the way we have the league being played, technology, you got a lot of young guys and Terrain as well, Coach Stallworth, as well as Cameron may be aware. I am one of the individuals that is tough on individuals that are trying to develop but being put in situations that can't develop like it's supposed to because of a lot of pressure on them. You know, I always go back to the Lakers and I go back to New Orleans and I go back to Boston. Some of the problems they had because of their immaturity and not being able to handle things. And sometimes that affects you because when you're 18, 19, 20 years old, you're looking at situations that it takes maturity. It takes you to be 30 years old sometimes to deal with some of the situation that goes on even in your life, even on your court.
That's what I need.
If you're not able to do that, a lot of times you run into some problems. You know, Zion Williamson coming out. I have no problem with that. He's a media darling. We have made him that. But he's going to struggle to a sense now, to some sense. I'm not saying how much he's going to do it, but he's going to struggle because he is 18 or 19 years old going against 30-year-old men and 28-year-old men. People been in the league 8, 9, 10, 12, 14. LeBron been in the league 16. Chris Paul been in the league 16 years. That's a long time. It does make a difference. So one of the things these young guys need to realize, yes, we talk about, you know, as educators, we are educators, and we talk about how important education is, but we run into one of the problems. We want to get that money fast. We think we can get it quick and fast. We're using the avenues of basketball. Now, going over there in Australia League, he's not guaranteed that he's going to come back more prepared if he had to went to college. We're not guaranteed. He's not guaranteed, but that's his thought, his camp. Sometimes your camp can create major problems for you. Sometimes our camps need to take a step back so we can make the right decision because we're a tug of war. We got to get that money. You got to take that money. You got to sign that contract because all we're thinking about the money because we're using that as a vessel to get us to somewhere else. And sometimes it doesn't work like that. It is all about the money, and it's not all about this person growing and mature to the point. Now, we can add some other thought to that, you know, whether or not this young man or any high school basketball player. Do this open the door for a high school basketball player coming straight out of high school, and you watch basketball. Every one of you all, even on Facebook, watch basketball. We have family members that play basketball, and you say, is this young man or young lady ready for the WNBA or NBA? Is he ready for that? Is he ready for professional? I want y'all to think about, will this open the door for more high schools to go straight, high schoolers to go straight from high school to the professional rank? Share your thoughts on that, team.
Tony Starwood again. Let me say this. Let me ask one question for listeners and also our co-hosts here. The average salary that's paid to the millionaire ball players in the NBA league, how many of them have college degrees?
I knew that answer
wouldn't come quick. Let me ask you this. What do you think the percentage of them that have college degrees?
70%.
The Magic Johnson, the LeBron James, the Kobe Bryant, Durant. Give me a percentage. Just give me a percentage off your head percentage that quick. Then I'll show you where I'm coming from with this.
70%.
You think 70% got degrees?
That's what we
Tony, think. I would probably think somewhere around 40%.
I'll say 25 to 30. Let me tell you why. And Dr. Smith, you do agree with this. They kept twisting the length of time for high school kids to try to force them to get at least, 2 to 3 years. When they were doing that, the percentage of them that were graduating was not there. It was 40 then. You go back, and my question was the average millionaires, which take the total number out, it shows you that high school kids are saying, what the hell I'm going to college for when I can go to a large developmental league, get paid, because they don't want to pay you in college anyway, and I don't have to stay in the international league. I can come back to the NBA. That's 3 years. I'm getting paid, developing, and I can come in the league. And if I can't play longevity over 10, I'm rich for 5. Did y'all agree with that?
I disagree.
I disagree.
You're talking amongst the sense of the way it's supposed to go. It doesn't go the way you're saying. It's college players making more money than players in the D-League. Like, Like I said, you're talking in the way of it, the way it's supposed to go. Supposed to. Now, when those go to college, they're supposed to get a degree and not get paid.
How many college players get $75,000 a year at base salary?
I know some that get more, but I'm not gonna say no names, Coach Stallworth. Now we can talk numbers, man. But you're in a perfect world.
I've had college players to go to, but let me say this: all of them are not going to be fortunate enough to get the big brown bag.
I agree right there with you. But the ones you're talking about now are getting that brown bag. The ones you're talking about are getting that brown bag. Like these guys are getting that bag, and they're getting more than the 40,000-50,000 that they're getting in the D league. So for him to make a decision like that, it's something more to it. It got to be the grade one, right? It's some more to that. It's way more to it.
I agree. Underline agenda.
Awesome. And see, that's what we're talking about. You can be a part of this as well. That's 347-857-4192. You have some thoughts in regards to what we're talking about, dealing with high school basketball players going straight to the professional ranks. You know, that's been a talk for the last 6, 7, 8 months. It's been a discussion. It's been chat about it. We just want to give you an opportunity to share your thoughts on it. Now, if you just feel a need that you got to say, I got to chime in, I want to be a part of it, when you call in to our 347-857-4192, press 1. Make sure you do that. I identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to identify who you are and where you're calling from. Then give us your comment and question. All right, we're going to leave that thought on that one right there. We're going to move to our Lakers. No, we can't. We're not going to stop talking about the Lakers because all the punters and talking heads are talking about the Lakers. So we're going to talk about the Lakers too. So the question is, discuss the Lakers fallout. Discuss the Lakers fallout. The Lakers dysfunctionality, cultural fear, distrust, and a panic attack. I'm putting it that way because you got a couple things going on. They're dysfunctional. It's a fear of cultural distrust. They don't trust each other. And it's they're panicking on what's going on. Panic attack. Tell me your thoughts on that. Make sure we let us know
Ooh.
Who's talking before we get started.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh, this Cam. Let me be the first to start on this one. I've been waiting for this one for a very long time. I used to like the Lakers, man. My favorite player that was on that team was D'Angelo Russell. He is now with the Brooklyn Nets. So when Magic traded him and he traded Lou Williams, I said, this ain't going to be good at all. You're trading the number 2 pick that can potentially be an all-star in the league. And you just like giving players away for free. He gave Ivica Zubac away for a bag of cookies to the crosstown rivals, the Clippers. And then I'm like, oh no! And he let Brook Lopez walk. He let Julius Randle walk for nothing. I'm like, yeah, you got LeBron, but in the end game, you traded your whole team and you got worse. I mean, you went and got Rondo, Lance Stevenson, and you got Michael Beasley that ain't even on the team no more. So I'm like, what was the whole end game? Like, did you expect to get another all-star? And then after he ousted it, I ain't never knew a dude to ever just come to work and be like, you know what? I can't do this no more. I'm gone. If we did that, our jobs right now, I mean, I ain't got as much money as Magic Johnson, but I don't think I can do that to my job right now. I just can't be like, you know what? I'm tired of this. This is too much for me. I'm out. See you later. So that's what got
awesome.
Me. I was like, man, these Lakers are in trouble.
Awesome. Cameron, thank you. All right, I have some other thoughts there, brother. Let's attack this thing. Let's see what the Lakers, the fallout is all about. Dysfunctionality. Distrust.
Right.
Fear. Go ahead on, Trey.
Tremaine Edwards speaking. Y'all know I can't take y'all coming at my Lakers about this dysfunctionality. All right. Let me lay my thoughts down right quick. I just think we went away from the initial plan. Magic Johnson went away from the initial plan. I can't even say Magic Johnson no more because the way that the people are talking, it is crazy. So I'm going to say Pelinka. It got to be Magic. I got to throw Magic back in there. What's going on is we went away from the plan. The plan was we're not trying to win a championship this first year that LeBron has came in. That was the initial plan. We didn't win all that road and tried to win a championship that first year. And I think we just got to get on path. I don't think it's nothing too big that we can't handle. Injuries played this year. I think we're going to be okay. I think LeBron gets a little help this year. I think he can recruit somebody in there, at least one person. Maybe two. But we got to get somebody. Somebody got to come in this year. Somebody got to come in this year. That's all I got for you.
Before anybody else say anything else, Coach Starwood, before you say anything else, let me just kind of look at it and say, let's take from the point of being dysfunctional from the top down. If your leadership is dysfunctional, it's hard to advance when you cannot have the decision made and right decision from the top down. Now, Coach Starwood, you can come in from that point.
Let me go to Cam. Cam, let me say this. Those players that Magic Johnson let go, they were useless. They were useless not because of talent, but because of timing. L.A. is a high market place. It does not have a whole lot of patience for waiting, and that's what the problem is. I remember when Golden State was not where Golden State is now. They talked about Golden State until Mark Jackson put players in place and put people in his hands. If the Lakers were winning, it wouldn't matter about any type of damn management. It's just that when you have won 16 championships and you're not winning, the word dysfunction kicks in quick. Now, let me go to Tremaine. Tremaine? And this might be a little bit of Cam, too. If a man like Magic comes to work and says, I'm done, and he defends that by saying, I got trillion-dollar businesses I can run, no damn body should question that. That's her fault for hiring him because he didn't have the damn work. He hired me, I wouldn't leave. I wouldn't go nowhere. Now, he defended himself today by being accused of being the type of leader that was pushy and the type of leader that HR needed to come in on. He defended that by saying, that was never told to me. The thing about it is, when you are not winning and you're a high market team, the only thing saved Boston, again, and I might be a little contradictory, was good management, you know, thanks to Danny Ainge. So they were going down the road before Danny Ainge got there. But no offense to Miss Buff. She got probably one or two too many people that want to throw the rock and hide the hand, and the blame comes back on her. But if you were doing just a little bit of winning, all of this would go completely away. Losing has a tendency to expose everything. And then you can camouflage anything wrong if you win. That's my take. It ain't magic. It's winning and losing.
And this is Dr. Smith. Let me just kind of jump in right here because I really think we're not looking at the real picture here. The real picture is that this organization, the reason why they're not making the right decisions, because they are dysfunctional. They don't have the leader that's willing to be the leader at the top. Because if I'm at the top, and if I make decisions and I hire people to make decisions, I got to stand behind those individuals. You become dysfunctional when everybody in the organization can say everything and do everything underhand, behind your back, where they said backstabbing, whatever you want to call it. It's all kind of form, because I've been there. I know people will do that to you to destroy you. and make you look like you are not functioning like you're supposed to. The leader, which is Jeannie Buss, happened to make a decision. The question is whether she needs to fire herself. I know she can't do that, but they got other problems going on. First of all, you're in a battle with your brother to get control of the team. Once you get control of the team, now you got a battle with two other younger brothers down there trying to do stuff. It has to be some decisions made to not operate this like a mom and pop operation. And you got to make sure, if you made a decision to bring Magic in, let him do what he's supposed to do and support him.
I agree.
But your problem was you brought in Rob Pelinka before you brought in Magic. And then you had the coach there, and you got feelings for that. Come on, man. I know nobody want to lose their job, but you have to make decisions. That's why when a new coach, and I'll take at your major colleges, it operates like a professional organization. Now, keep in mind, you're talking about Nick Saban. When Nick Saban came down, that culture was bad at Alabama. Come on, guys. Don't act like y'all don't remember that. Mike Shula was the coach that had four or five coaches. When he came in, we're going to do it my way. And people had started to roll. Jeannie Buss don't have the heart to do that. So she helps create this dysfunctional part of this. She has to make a decision. We're going to run this from the top down. Put the right people in place, hold them accountable, and you won't be dysfunctional. But at this point, they're dysfunctional, and they're going to have to do stuff. They're in a panic. They're about to have a panic attack because if they can't get any of those players to come with LeBron, everybody keeps saying, well, you won't give him his coach, but now you want him to go out and convince somebody to come to something that's dysfunctional. You got a person considered to be a liar, which is Rob Pelinka. Nobody going to believe nothing he's saying, but he's in the leadership role. Come on. She got to make a decision. She got to move some of these people out of the way so she can get some people in there to help her do what's supposed to be right so people can have confidence. You might make LeBron the president of our operation. You're going to have to, because when he goes to that room, y'all listen to what I'm saying. When he go to that room and have those players in there, everybody going to listen to what he have to say because they want to be a part of it because they got to believe him. They can't believe Jeannie Buss. She needs to be in the room. Rob Pelinka don't need to be in nobody's room. Tim Harris don't need to be in there. Nobody else. I'm just saying you have to turn it over because all those people have created this dysfunctional, and it's like a bad disease. If you don't cut it out of there, you don't have time. I don't care what you do about saying, oh, it'll be all right, you win. If dysfunction come out, yeah, when you're losing, but if it was dysfunction all the time, you still going to fall short in another area. Go ahead on, Coach Stallworth.
I agree with you, Dr. Smith. Me and you, we've been long-time friends. I never disagree with you, but I'm going to respectively circumvent something you said. How about that? That's a better word.
That's good. That's what it's all about.
Let me say this. Let's turn back a little bit. Magic missed 17 games. Before Magic missed 17 games, the Lakers was a little above 500. Am I correct?
LeBron.
I'm sorry, LeBron. Okay, now, the word panic attack, distrust, dysfunction, or nothing was never being said. Magic sits out the 17, excuse me, LeBron sits out the 17 games. The bottom drops out. Then all of a sudden, the doors open to find out who the point fingers are. That's the only reason I said what I said. I'm saying that when you start losing, it creates dysfunctionality in leadership. You understand what I'm saying? I agree with you, but I'm turning around and showing you why I say that. In other words, I know what the problem is. I'm giving you the answer why it's the problem. Losing creates dysfunctional leadership. Everybody is to blame when you ain't what? Winning. That's my take.
And your take is great, and I'm not taking away from it, Coach Edwards, Dara, Eva Kim. I want your time, and I respect to have your time, but we're able to understand one another. Most Stallworth is with everybody.
That's right.
Because the thing about losing, but it brings it out because it was always there. It was just covered up. It's dysfunctional, I don't care how much winning you do, it's going to come when the game, you don't win the championship. You don't do what you're supposed to do, everybody's going to start saying things, because some of the things they were talking about in this situation, when you later came out in the story yesterday, you got employees saying stuff. You got employees saying that, you know, about individuals riding on the plane. You know, Rich Paul. What's their concern? That never happened before. Everybody's sharing that. That means it was already going on. And they just wasn't saying, but they was talking about it. That's just like the old saying in an organization. We have a meeting, we sit there, and we have our situation. Once we leave the meeting, somebody else have another meeting. That's what was going on there. So that's dysfunctional. It'll catch up with you for long. It caught up with the Lakers. The best thing I recommend you do right now is to cut off some of those, get some of them people out of there, and you might have to work this, Jenny. Might have to work this from the top herself and get restore some order. Because it is a lack of a, it is what it is now. It's dysfunctional. They in a panic attack because they might not get what you started. Go ahead on.
I'm coming back again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I love this. The reason why all of the verbiage is coming out, those were the same people that Magic Ass ran off because they wouldn't work. Now, Darryl, if you ask a high percentage of your people in your production and you continue to be successful or failure, now they have the autonomy to throw what? Bricks and stones back at you. Am I right?
Absolutely, Doc. Absolutely.
And that's exact. Magic said, hell yeah, I fired them. I fired them because they were not doing what they're supposed to do. So as soon as that happened, they began to say, okay, let's fire back at Magic. Let's throw everything out there now. Oh, we all got all stuck in the closet. You said that with a mouthful, and that's absolutely correct. But it only comes out when the cutting is over, and it's an opportunity for everybody to get in. You find me, I'm not going to ever have a good thing to say about you if I think my firing was unjustifiable. And everybody going to think that because everybody wants their job. And you can you imagine what some of those people were making? Working there with a Lakers production? No. So all that contributes to this dysfunctionality, Dr. And I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I'm just adding the substance to why it's so dysfunctional. It's not one person. It's a multiplicity of things that has caused this to happen. And it can happen in any organization.
Exactly. All right. Anybody else want to add anything in regards to that?
Y'all come
and
on,
let
Cam.
Me apologize. Now, before y'all say, let me apologize to all my people on Facebook. You know how your technology started acting up. We're kind of losing some of those people. We're going to reboot it up. So those people on Facebook, join us back, rejoin us, be a part of it. So at this point, we're kind of having some problems with it right now. But go ahead on. We still on Blog Talk Radio. We still on Instagram. Make it do what it do, my fellas. Make it do. Whatever starts to happen. Yes.
So when you have these type of things in the organization, absolute dysfunction, there is no way that you can function properly. We can dissect the Lakers till we are blue in the face, but I am going to always agree with the comment that it all starts top down. The head of the snake is the head of the snake, and if that person cannot make company moves or put the right people in place and cut out dysfunction, it is never going to work. There's always going to be an issue. So if the lady cannot make the cuts that are needed to grow the organization, we'll be having the same conversation at the end of the Lakers season next year. That's all I have to say.
Awesome.
Darryl,
you made a very good point, because guess what? Guess who would work for her? Phil Jackson. Her own boyfriend.
Come on, stop that, man. Let me tell nobody that.
But you guys have to understand, that it's just like being a school teacher. You know, school teachers get pink slips for various reasons. But sometimes that reason is because that teacher can't handle that class, or they see a weakness in her where they need a strength in her or him in a certain place. They don't see that. And that could be one of the reasons why. Well, we see dysfunction there, and there's nothing happening but continuous dysfunction. Back to you, Dr. Smith.
Awesome, awesome, Dara. All right. Our call-in number is 347-857-4192. So, we're having some fun. We're enjoying ourselves. We lost our crew on Facebook, but that's how we still have them on Instagram and Blog Talk Radio. So you can still call in 347-857-4192. We're going to see can we get Facebook booted back up, but we're still trying at that point. We're going to move to our next topic. Is Kawhi Leonard the best player on the planet today? That's as a result of what happened in the Eastern Conference Finals or the semifinals leading up to that. You know, tell me, what's your thoughts on Kawhi Leonard, my team? What do you think about that?
This Cam speaking. I honestly think he is, man. I just the body of work he did over these last couple weeks, me watching it. I'm just sitting here watching it. And to me, I know I may be a millennial from – I was born in 91, but I got to see them prime Jordan years when he was winning championships in the 90s. So, to me, he emulates, and his game is like Michael Jordan. I mean, people have told
you
me
go,
that,
my brother.
Like,
you go, my brother.
I mean, just sitting here, just watching him, I'm like, he emulates everything he do. Like, he don't brag or boast or pump his fist. Like, he just – lunch pail, grind it out. I'm finna win this game and play defense. That's what I'm gonna do. And the most emotion I seen him show this whole playoffs is when he hit the game winning shot. The buzzer beater that tipped that bounced four times and went in on the Sixers. That's the most emotion I've ever seen him show since he's been in the league.
You're awesome about that, man. You're so right about that, man. I tell you. You know, I'm still trying to get our Facebook up running. But continue on, team. Talk about Kawhi Leonard.
Well, Tony Starwell, but the question you asked, was he the best player on the planet today?
On the planet today, yes.
Let me show you how the whole world works when it comes to best player. Two weeks ago, we were talking about Kevin Durant being the best player ever walked. Am I right?
Correct.
Right, okay. Right. A week after that, James Harden put up a couple of 50 points, got him back 2-2. We went for James Harden.
Yep.
Durant goes down. You forget about Durant, you go to Curry.
Yep.
You know, it's kind of like the Japanese say about Americans. They say Americans sometimes can be very confused people. They go to a restaurant and ask for a black coffee, add cream. They go to a restaurant and ask for sweet tea and add lemon. So sometimes we bandwagon. But I like what Cam said, because the lunch pail guy is always going to be the guy to come on top, because he's going to have a degree of consistency, so to speak. This guy is not only at the top of his game. Don't forget now, he's the MVP from the championship. What's the Tony Sport? One of the best high market teams in the league. And, of course, they ain't done nothing since he left, not at that level. Well, let me kudos to Pop for talking about all these players. But I think this guy right here is the best role model out of all the ones between Durant, Harden, and Curry, and even a kid in Milwaukee, because what he does is a lot more attainable for our young athletes. He's just a plain old simple cornbread Earl and me type guy that wear corn rolls in his hair. He still drives a double A pickup to work. Don't buy no clothes.
Uh-huh.
Don't talk to media. And will not go to LA because he doesn't want all that high popularity stuff. And that's attainable. Hard work pays off. Yes, he is to me one of the better players in the game consistently, because of what he brings to the table. And Cam, Michael Jordan did pump this a little bit. Mike is probably one of the best ones ever put on a fast sneaker. But I'll tell you what, that's why Leonard, I'm telling you, with them mitts he got on his hands called hands, on his arms called hands, I'm going to tell you, he has skill. Now, he utilizes his skill in a way that's attainable for young kids. Look, just play hard. Work hard what you got and be consistent and do it every game. Shut your mouth up and show your work. He's my kind of guy. He's my best player, ain't nobody else. That's what I tell you.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. Man, what you talking about? That's what it's all about, hard work. Keep on grinding. Any other thoughts on that? All right, then we're going to kind of move to another topic, and we're going to be talking about the Golden State Warriors when we're talking about this situation. The type of play they're doing now since Durant went out, is it exciting basketball to you, or is just how basketball should be? Tell me your thoughts on the team, because personally, I like the way they play. I like the ball being pushed up the floor by the point center. I like people running the spot. You got three-point shooters. Then when they get on offense, those guys are moving, cutting, setting screens. Oh, that's exciting basketball instead of this one-on-one James Harden dribbling the air out of the ball. Basketball, and that's why you can't get over the hump. When I say you can't get over the hump, you're not gonna ever beat Golden State. You're not gonna beat anybody if you got one man dribbling the air out of the ball. Tell me your thoughts on Golden State since they had to play without Kevin Durant. It's been what, six games? Tell me your thoughts. Exciting basketball? Tell me your thoughts on my brother.
You know Tremaine is a James Harden fan, Dr. Smith. You better apologize.
I think it'll be all right. Any thoughts on that? And whether the Golden State Warriors have a new brand, new excitement to their game that causes you want to look at it? Because I'm going to tell you, I look at it. I watch it. And I'll be like, man, I like to see that ball going up the floor like that. I hate this walk-up basketball. That yeah, go Tony, go.
Tony, so I'll talk because I'm not always here. You know, Dr. Smith, I agree with you, and I don't slightly disagree, but I agree with you because of what Golden State has on the floor. Everybody can't play that man because they don't have the people in place to play it. Their definition of a fast break is finding 3-point line. Everybody can't do that. It's exciting, and it's consistently exciting, and everybody buys in. And then you put a Draymond Green in there that finds his role much more identical now because of Durant not being on the court. And I don't think Durant touched the ball as much as the young man you said at Houston. I don't want to call names. But Durant at 7 feet tall has such a great advantage over any type of defender, and his skills are so phenomenal with that height, too. It's almost incredibly hard to stop him, and it causes the other players to turn around. So when he's not there, you get a chance to see a different brand of basketball. But think, they both brands have the same result. So that's something that I love to see, because that way you can find out who else is on that team. So, yeah, I agree with you. I'm not that brand of basketball. I think everybody can't emulate it because you got to have the parts and people to put in place to do it. But it is exciting. And that's what fans like. That's my take.
It's awesome, awesome. Any other thoughts on that? Because we're getting close to the end of the hour, getting ready to kind of wrap this thing up. But I tell you, it's been really exciting. You know, we appreciate having the opportunity to come before you. But as I said, you know, we're going to share a lot of topics. Now we're going to end it right there and get ready for the playoffs tomorrow night. We have the first game of the finals, the NBA finals, going to be in Toronto. We'll check it out, and I think the time is somewhere around the 7 or 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Check it out. We're going to be watching, and we're going to come back and talk about it next week. As we get ready to close this show out, we also want to share some things with you. We have an advertisement here, and we always make sure we give those individuals who took time to allow us to advertise about their facility. We have the Bennett's Place located at 104 South 4th Street in Montgomery, Alabama. It has an awesome atmosphere. It has happy hours from 5 to 7. You can come check them out. They're so excited about having you to visit them. They're located across from the Federal Courthouse in Montgomery, Alabama. Again, from 5 to 7 is happy hours, but they close around about 10, 11. So check them out. When you go down, just give a shout-out. Say I heard it on Talking Sports Plus as well as the Dr. Lowe show that we talked about it last night, and ask for Tracy Hurd Kendricks. And she'll look forward to accommodating you for whatever you need when you go down to the Village Place in Montgomery, Alabama, 104 South Court Street. All right, guys, we're about to wrap this thing up, so I want you to share your thoughts as we close it out. Then we'll just totally wrap it up after you finish. Starting with your co-star, Worth, we want to share some words with them.
Yes, thank you so very much. Listen, I apologize for any kind of technical difficulties tonight. Thank you, my co-host, for allowing me to be as I'm always in the profile in my way to things. Just trying to make my presence felt. To my co-host and brothers on this show, come join me tomorrow at Perry Hill Road. On Friday at 1264 at the Greenbrier Place office, where we're having a what we call a belated birthday celebration. Birthday chills and beers. I know, Daryl, you're going to be so well trying to make that money. So I know that would disclude you. There's a small $10 cover charge so we can help pay for that bill. But we're going to drink it all night. And we're going to eat some doves all night. And that ain't going to cost you a thing. Anyway, as I always say, have a nice day. You take the day, and don't let the day take you.
Awesome, awesome,
Daryl
awesome.
E. Have a good night, everybody.
Awesome, Daryl. Thank you very much. All right, we have Cam and Tremaine left. Which one of you going to be first?
Yes, sir.
To close out? Yeah.
I come on. Glad to be here with y'all tonight. Tony Star, we're glad to have you, man. Glad to have you with the camaraderie. Got to keep it going, baby. Hey, going out on Dr. Smith, going out on limb, baby. You know, going with the underdog, baby. Toronto,
okay.
Toronto, 4-2, baby. I'm going with 4-2.
Okay. Okay. Hey, we're trying to agree on something, Tremaine. I'm going with you, baby. I'm going with you.
Okay. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, Cam.
Hey, I'm with you, man. I'm liking Toronto more than I like Golden State right about now. I'm tired of seeing them win. But on a lighthearted note, man, this weekend, I'm an Auburn fan, if anybody don't know. But we had a tragic loss this weekend. We lost one of our color commentators, Rob Bramley. Tragic accident, him and his wife passed away in a car accident over this weekend, man. Just wanna send condolences and thoughts and prayers out to his family and the Auburn family. Cause that's a big loss, man. That we gonna feel that for a very long time, man.
Exactly. Awesome. Our prayers are to it. Our condolences. I tell you, man, I appreciate this team because they are awesome. We have a good time. Now, everybody, you know, we hate that we lost those people on Facebook because I like to give them a shout out. There's a lot of things going on. Again, I said the Village Place, you can check them out just about every night, Tuesday through Saturday. You can go check them out. Also, on Friday night, we're going to be having a belated celebration, birthday, Coach Tony Stallworth. We're going to kind of enjoy that. Over there, like he gave you the $10 cover charge. There's no cover charge for the Village Place. And I just want to say, you know, I enjoy having you every time we have a chance to get together and we can break bread, have libations, and have a good time. So, but take care of yourself over the weekend. We'll be going into a new month toward the weekend, which is June 1st will be Saturday. Everybody be safe this weekend on Monday because we want you back with us on Monday, June the 3rd, with Keeping It Real. I'm sorry, Talking Real to You. Check us out. We have a special guest, Dr. Joan Cartwright, a retired, renowned jazz singer. She's sung all over the world. and she's going to come and talk about women in jazz and share some things. She's from out of West Palm Beach, Florida. She'll be with us on Monday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Check us out. Then we'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit more on sports on next Wednesday. And then we'll get ready. I'm letting the team know, get ready for our summer break. We're going to take some time off. And I'll let y'all, we'll try to do one more show, then we'll take some time off so we can relax and get ready for football season. Again, have an awesome time tonight, each and every one of you. Be blessed the rest of the week. You know, as you said, God will be with you. Just ask him for the prayers. We say, take care of yourself. Keep on grinding, which is hashtag number one. The second hashtag is communicate for understanding. But last but not least, I want you to always keep in mind, as I talk with you, it comes from my heart. As I say things, because I love you, and I have no other way to go with it. So as we close this show, I want to tell you that I love you and a thing you can do about it. So have an awesome night, and I'm going to play some spiritual uplifting about you want to be happy.
The truth can hurt you.
Have a great night.
Or the truth can change you.
What
will truth do to you?
I just want to be happy. But if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
But it only works
if you want to be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hand.
I'm talking to you to say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out your way.
You've been there too long.
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
I feel this one right here.
Jesus knows.